Guys, hey, coming up next to the show, we have a frequent contributor. He's a stand-up storyteller, world's best Magic the Gathering player, Nate Bechtel.
Hi, everybody. So, I wasn't really sure what to talk about today, because Fringe was the theme, and I'm like skim milk as an ice cream flavor. So, it hit me in the shower that I should talk about Dr. Bronner's. Yeah. How many of you know the good doctor? There we go. So you might know which direction this is going. Those of you not familiar with Dr. Bronner's, it's a wonderful 18-in-1 uses hemp peppermint pure Castile soap. What that means is if you leave it on your body for 10 seconds, your tasty bits feel frosty and great. But the true magic of Dr. Bronner, who I eventually just called Dr. Boner, and now it's just Dr. Boner's Wonder Soup, is that he has written his religious manifesto along every inch of the bottle. And I thought I should share a few tenets with the group. For instance, absolute cleanliness is godliness, and you should teach the moral ABC that unites mankind free, instantly 6 billion strong, and we're all one. Listen, children, eternal father, eternally one. And that's just the start that brings you in. Because he advocates that you should use this for all sorts of things. For washing your dog, for washing your face, for shaving, for when you want to get rid of scum from a bowl, you use the same exact amount every time. And it just is a wonderful thing, because I've never looked into the good doctor. I've never really pierced the veil beyond what's on the bottle. I've always just let him take a ride with me. And it's been a great 4 years. Because he wants to teach you about the spaceship Earth and all things man should treat each other true with, because of the teachings of Rabbi Hillel, who taught Jesus all of this, clearly. And he just wants you to know that people like Thomas Zazaz, Wendell Willkie, Yadin Zanzaminoff, and Buddha. So I think one of those people is sort of bearing the lead for the rest of the group. And the thing is, he has like numbered commandments on here. Number 9 is, free speech is mankind's only weapon against half-truth that denies free speech to smear / slay / slander / tax / enslave full / truth, our only God, unites all mankind brave. Clearly, there's lessons to be found here every single morning. And it's just been this very weird constant of my life. Like, wherever I have moved, no matter who I have lived with, I've always gotten Dr. Boner's Wonder Soup every single morning of my life to keep myself sort of chill and brisk. I have a great read each morning. I advocate each and every one of you who doesn't mind a little madness in your morning and just want something to splash on your face and wake yourself up with, take the teachings of Dr. Bronner to heart, because you will have a great ass time. That's all I have.
Thank you, Nate. I'd like to take this time to announce a new sponsor for the Your Stories podcast, Dr. Bronner's Wonder Soup. That was like evangelical product advertising. That's the way of the future, right, man? Well, you should tweet
very
at him.
Effective. I'm very up to
Thank you very much.